Also attending the inauguration are a number of Georgia students, including 50 middle schoolers from the Whitfield County School District. That's in the northwest corner of the state. The Georgia Center for Civic Engagement organized the trip, and an anonymous donor put up the funds to cover the students' travel. Bryce Farmer is an eighth grader at Westside Middle School. We reached him by Skype.
It's a really historical moment in our country that you can look back on. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity because not many people my age get to do that.
Bryce's mother, Shanna, was next to him. As Bryce prepares to see the swearing-in of our next president, we asked him what qualities make a strong leader.
I would have to say,
just speak from the heart. What do you think a good leader is?
I guess someone that just looks after us, really.
Has the citizens' best interests?
Yes.
Shanna says she's grateful her son gets to witness the event. She wants her son to see that someone who's never held political office can reach the highest elected office in the country. But that doesn't mean she wants Bryce to follow the same path.
Listen, I'm thankful for politicians. I'm grateful for what they do. But that is not something I ever want for my kids. And maybe I'm in the minority, but it's too hard to really affect change at a national political level.
Another student in Washington today is 13-year-old Brody Kinsey. He's a seventh grader at Valley Point Middle School.
I'm just excited to be able to go, to be able to be a part of history, and very humbling in a way to be able to just kind of see that and be there to be able to see the exchange of power. I'd love to be able to talk to my children about the time that I went and saw President Donald Trump be inaugurated.
Valley Point Middle School Principal Joe Barnett says this experience is meaningful on many levels. He says it helps students understand what it means to have rights in this country.
We had a little conversation a little while ago about, now guys, you might see protesters. And I said, that's a part of being in this free society. That's a part of being a member of this republic, is that free speech aspect. So even from those situations, they learn.
It's unclear how many protesters will be in Washington, D.C. this weekend. Some estimates say as many as 200,000 people will attend the Women's March on Saturday. And that's just one of several planned protest events.